The reading from the Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, Text Number 37. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Excuse me. When you were contemplating whether there was a source to stem of the lotus of your birth, and you even entered into that stem, you could not trace out anything. But at that time, I manifested my form from within. This is Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Lord speaking unto Brahma. Purport. Personality of Godhead can be experienced only by His causeless mercy, not by mental speculation or with help of material senses. Krishna Balaram ki jai. Material senses cannot approach the transcendental understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can be appreciated only by submissive devotional service when He reveals Himself before the devotee. Only by love of Godhead can one know God, and not otherwise. The personality of Godhead cannot be seen with material eyes, but He can be seen from within by spiritual eyes, opened by ointment of love of Godhead. As long as one's spiritual eyes are closed due to dirty covering of matter, one cannot see the Lord. But when the dirt is removed by the process of devotional service, one can see the Lord without a doubt. Brahma's personal endeavor to see the root of the lotus pipe failed. But when the Lord was satisfied by His penance and devotion, He revealed Himself from within with no external endeavor. Tubhyam mad vichikitsayam maya me darshito bahi Nalena salile mulam pushkarasya vichinvataha. When you are contemplating whether there was a source to the stem of the lotus of your birth, and when you entered into that stem, you could not trace out anything. But at that time, I manifested my form from within. Very wonderful, wonderful statement by the Lord. Krishna is wonderful, and of course His statement has to be wonderful. I don't have to say it separately, but I felt like just making that statement. And he is stating this to Brahma. He has just now taken his birth, and he doesn't even know the source of his birth, or who has given him birth. Okay, there's some lotus there and the stem there. Does this also have some source? Does this The lotus, which is this world, this universe, whether this universe has some source, whether I myself also has some source, vichin vataha, as you are searching, as you are looking, trying to understand by yourself, you're breaking your brain this way and that way, which is called speculation. You're speculating. Nalena salile mulam. You enter that nal, the stem. Nalena salile mulam. And you kept going. Down into, deeper into that stem. But still, mulam, you could not find out the source of yourself. Pushkarasya mulam, pushkar, the lotus. Pushkarasya mulam vichin vataha. You are searching for the source of that stem of the lotus. Tubhyam mad vichikitsayam. You are trying to know this way. You are searching and you are trying to know. But as all your attempts fail, and this is what happens. All attempts, as attempts of Brahma fail, which is the first person to take birth, anyone who follows in his footsteps before Lord had revealed knowledge unto him. There's a Brahma before he became realized. Brahma before the knowledge was revealed unto him by causeless mercy of the Lord, or the primeval, not only the source of this existence also, but is also the source of all knowledge that exists. Tene Brahma Rudaya Adi Kavaye. Brahma is described as Adi Kavi, the original poet. But he was just totally blank until the time the Lord revealed all the knowledge unto him. So knowledge, the Brahma before and Brahma after. So people are following to this day. This happened long, long time ago. They don't even have a clue how long, long time ago the world was created, universe was created. And they have their whole Big Bang theories. I think the sound went down, huh? Maybe I was screaming or something. They try to control. thank you. So Brahma's all attempts to know his own source, who he was. Kiyami. And what is this world? What is the source of this world? All his attempts, all his endeavors, totally were failure. And then, Atma me darshito bahi, abahi. The word is a very wonderful word, abahi. From within. The word sounds like outside, bahi means outside, but abahi. When you attach from somewhere, beginning from somewhere to bahi, outside, that is within, from within to outside, bahi, brahma bhuvana loko, when there is a meaning from this place to that place, Abhi, Abrahma, Avrindavan, Durban, Durban. You go from Vrindavan to Durban. Now time has come to go, so Avrindavan. Yeah, Vrindavanath. From Vrindavan, wherever. So, Abhi, yes, from within. Darshito, I showed you, I revealed unto you. Atma me, unto you, tubhyam, to you I revealed things or knowledge from within. And the points being made in the purport naturally are, this is the only way, this is the only way to know the Lord. And of course something that has also happened in between. Brahma was looking, trying to understand, and then he had heard, before Lord revealed himself unto Brahma, prior to that there were instructions to this Brahma. He was very jigyasu. Brahma jigyasu. He was very jigyasu. He was very curious. Curious as he was, running in the total darkness, not knowing the source, nothing. And then he had heard the words. Well, he had heard two letters. And then he put those two letters together and that becomes a word. A two-letter word. One was tha, other one was pa, ta, pa, ta, pa. And he got into business. Oh, this is what I had to do. I had to do tapasya. So as he heard these words, with that he understood, oh, this is what I should be doing. So he did tapasya. And so that was devotional service that he had performed. He had followed the instructions of the Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum, the original spiritual master. Krishna personally became the spiritual master of Brahma. He had become personally the spiritual master of Arjuna. Like that. He is the original spiritual master. So, Brahma received, performed the tapasya, that is devotional service. And the dirty things, but when the dirt is removed by the process of devotional service, tapa, also has connection with tapa, the flame, has also a connection with tapa troy. So tapa, the austerities create fire, tapa. The tapasya is fiery, creates fire. Oh, he's fired up! As one performs tapasya of three kinds, Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita. At the physical level, as a vocal level, at a mental level. And it is purifying. The fire up top. The purifying. Like you put gold into a fire. All the impurities are removed. And then the gold begins shining. Molten gold. Tapta kanchana gaurangi. Tapta kanchana. In that prayer, tapta, not only kanchana gaurangi radhe, tapta kanchana. Why tapta kanchana? Tapta is not only pure but is more brilliant than the other kind of gold. So as tap is for formed, tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam yashma shuddhet brahma saukyam tvam anantam. Very famous statement. And Prabhupada has, we hear this verse from Bhagavatam, this instruction of Vrishabhdev to his sons. So Prabhupada, we were his sons and daughters, American, you my American boys and girls. He said that. Sometimes he also said European. He never said Indian boys and girls. Sometimes feel a little envious there. You boys, American boys and girls. So whenever I read those letters, what about me? So we are his children. What was that point? It was a tapo divyam. The pure. So gold, tapo divyam putraka. Yeah. So this is the instruction of Rishabhdev, and he's addressing that to his sons, and Prabhupada to his sons and daughters. Repeated. This verse was repeated more frequently. Most quoted verse. Someone has done the research, and Prabhupada. So, tapo divyam, he performed tap, and again, divya. Divya tap. I mean, there's no one in the world who does not perform tapasya. Even rikshawala or chai, chai. At the train station all day, there's some, lots of endeavor, lots of inconvenience that. Tapasya. Money, where is money? There's lots of tapasya. In every endeavor, there is tapasya. Austerities are there, inconvenience is there. But what kind of tapasya? Tapo divyam, immediately. Okay, you want to perform tap? But make sure it is divyam. It is a transcendental tapascharya. Being in Vrindavan, during month of Kartik, and that has come to kind of an end. Last night, devotees going on Braja Mandal Parikrama and also performing lots of tapascharya. But for us, that may be some kind of end. But today is also the beginning of the gopis perform. Gopis tap started from today. After Kartik comes, Margashirsh, Kartik, Margashirsh, Paush, Mah, Phalgun. So in this month, Hemante, next Ritu, Sharad Ritu has come to an end yesterday. Sharad has 2 months, Ashwin and Kartik. And now the next Ritu, the season called Hemant, and it has Margashirsh and Paush. And in the first month of this Margashirsh, month after Kartik, gopis, they kept going every morning to Chirghat. That time that ghat was not known as Chirghat. At the end of that month, that became known as Chirghat, because after 1 month's endeavors and austerities, going in the cold winter early morning hours, singing glories of the Lord, they would go there and they would do japa. Oh, Katyayini Devi, Nandasutam Patim Me Kurute Namaha. Son of Nanda Maharaj, may he be our husband. Patim Me Kurute Namaha, Patim Me Kurute Namaha, Patim Me. They were chanting this japa. So lots of austerities, and Lord was pleased, and that pleasure was expressed by the Lord by stealing the garments. Patimme kurute. Okay, here I am. So another festival is beginning, which lasts for 1 month. Gopis festival. So tapasya is yashma shuddhet So when tapasya is transcendental, then that brings about the purification. The dirt is removed by process of devotional service. We become clean. Not only clean, shave. Some devotees have shaved today, shaved up. Month is over. The forest was growing and they shaved up. So clean from outside, clean from inside. Inside cleaning is more important. Heart cleaning, soul's cleansing. So the tapasya. So the first instruction that Brahma received, do tap, tapasya, tapo divyam. Rishabhdev repeated, Srila Prabhupada is repeating one of the tapasya. Well, just a thought going. So many thoughts, right? Like a window and so many thoughts just floating. But they have to get a kind of check, keep some check. But one thought has just crossed my mind. Yeah, one tapasya, austerity, to stay together, to stay together as a family, or bigger family, small family, big time. Staying together is a big tapasya, big thing in this age of Kali. But if we could stay together and cooperate together, cooperate with each other, to spread Krishna consciousness, this is one of the major tapasyas of this age of Kali. Get lost is a mantra in the West and in America. Get lost. As soon as you have different ideas, other person has different idea. Different idea could also, well, anyway, that's another whole, could be seminar. Each one is individual. So having different idea, that's natural, Prabhupada says. Having little different idea. And then something else to be applied. Unity in diversity. You GBC men should come every year to Mayapur, and one topic you should discuss every year, Prabhupada said. Unity in diversity should be like an ongoing agenda. Amongst the other agenda topic, unity in diversity. There's some diverse natures, diverse endeavors. There are devotional services of diverse varieties. Unity. See the Krishna connection. See Prabhupada connection and stay united. So this is a big challenge, and takes lots of tapasya to stay together, to share Krishna. People don't like to even share God. Oh, if your God is Krishna or my God is Allah, okay, you get lost. Immediately the world is divided. People don't even like to share God in this age of Kali. What to speak of sharing other things. So this is tapasya. But if we, yes, this is a challenge also. So undergoing all kinds of tapasya, divya tapasya, transcendental tapasya, and of course tapasya is not just sitting down. As soon as we talk of tapasya, this is run around and tapasya. Not when we say we are reminded of Hiranyakashipu performing tapasya, he was in one place, or others performing tapasya in one place. The gopis are always, they don't sit down, but they are performing tapasya for Krishna's pleasure, undergoing so many inconveniences. So this tapasya is purifying, and the dirty matter is removed, and one comes out clean, Mr. Clean. Some politicians sometimes is Mr. Clean, according to their standards, some kind of Mr. Clean. The devotees, all Mr.'s, Mrs.'s, clean. We went to Vrindavan and we performed tapasya for 1 month or some days. And now we have come out clean. We are coming out of Vrindavan clean. Vrindavan is clean. Coming in contact with Vrindavan, which is clean, pavitram, we become pavitra also. Vrindavan is non-different from Krishna. So staying, maybe some tapasya is there, but it's a purifying. And the result is ananta, brahma saukhyam tvam anantam. Unlimited joy comes as a result. Of course, we are connected with Krishna. Not only we get the joy, unlimited joy, brahma saukhyam tvam anantam, but the source of that joy. Ananda kunde iti drukswalilabhir ananda kunde. Did you try to understand this word? You know both the words, but you have to put them together. Anand and kunda. Kund, you know, Radha kund, this kund, Narad kund, so many kundas are there in Vrindavan. So for Brajabasi, iti drikswalilabhir. By these kind of leelas of the Lord, stealing butter, and leela that Lord performed, Damodar leela, iti is thus, iti drik, like this, leelabhir, by these leelas, Ananda kunde. He drowned the residents of Vrindavan in what? Ananda kund. Kund that is filled with anand. We say ocean of bliss. Kund full of bliss. Sarovar full of anand. So Lord was drowning. Everyone was swimming in the ocean of anand. And that ocean of Anand, that Vrindavan Anand, that Harinam or Harinama Anand, or that Krishna Katha or Krishna Katha Anand, that Prashad or Prashad Anand, is welcoming us, inviting us. Please come. I'm here. Eternally it is available. So the process is, Srila Prabhupada is talking of some siddhant here. What world follows is apasiddhant, apasiddhanta dvanta harine. And bhakti siddhant was known for someone who opposed apasiddhant. Upa Siddhant, against Siddhant, against the process, scientific process of God realization. So Prabhupada is talking the Siddhant, the process of devotional service, always stressing devotional service, always stressing not only devotion, while others are, we find, stressing devotion. But Prabhupada did not stress devotion only. He stressed devotional service. He did not describe or translate bhakti as devotion. But he translated bhakti as devotional service. Devotion could be just sitting around. That's what yogis do. Yogis also sit around. But time to get up. As soon as you get up, and then you run around for Krishna. Kayena manasa buddhya kevalair hindriyairapi yoginaha karma kurvanti. Yoginaha karma kurvanti. Krishna has clarified. Yogis perform activities with their body, with their senses, with their intelligence, with their mind, kaina, manasa, buddhya, all that. So they are busy. So they don't sit around or sit in. When there's time for chanting, of course they sit and chant. And that's the best way to do. Sit and chant. There's time for sitting also. best you get out of chanting is when you sit down and chant. Because if you're sleepy, a little bit sleepy, you could get up, get some passion going, arouse some passion, transcendental passion. So devotional service is what Prabhupada always stressed. I also had tendency to some kind of devotion. When I joined, I was into devotion and I would like to sit down and do my devotion. Not always enthusiastic to take my briefcase and go downtown Mumbai, Bombay, making life members. I would spend a little extra time in the temple with my devotion, doing devotion. And so my president did not like this. And soon he gave me the name, before Prabhupada gave me the name, he gave me the name, Samadhi Das. Samadhi Das. Samadhi Das. But then he got me out of Samadhi. He disturbed my Samadhi or got me into transcendental Samadhi. So devotional service, not only devotion. And by that devotional service, then Krishna reveals more unto that candidate who is performing devotional service. And the glaring example is starting with the very first person at the beginning of creation. So what applied, what was applicable to Brahma is also applicable to, well, each one of us from that day one. The day two, there was no different application. Okay, this is day three now. No, same application. And day four or next kalpa or the next yuga or... This is eternal process. The way Atma me darshito bahi, the Lord revealed Himself unto that devotee, Brahma. The same process. Chakshudan dilo jai, janme janme prabhu sai, divya gyan ride prakashito. Divya gyan ride prakashito. Divya gyan ride prakashito. Chakshudan. So on behalf of that original spiritual master, Sri Krishna, his representatives, they give chakshudan. Dan means donation. Eye donation camp. ISKCON is like an eye donation camp. The doctors, eye doctors, these donation camps. So chakshudan diloja. Chakshu. The eyes, dan, donation. Janme janme prabhu sai. Because he gave me eyes, I would like to serve him. Janme janme prabhu. I like to serve him life after life after life. Bahuni me. That's enough. So, and if I did so, what is the result? Divya gyan ride prakashit. So we get the process of this devotional service, and then it's a cleansing. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe hama he ribo, Sri Vrindavan. Talking of little Vrindavan, we are in Vrindavan. Yeah, Narottam Das Thakur said, oh when would that day come that I will be able to stay in Vrindavan? Oh, I will be able to see Vrindavan. There's yet another transcendental Vrindavan. He thought he was not seeing. And he wanted vision to see Vrindavan. Kabe hama heribo Sri Vrindavan. But then he knew, I could see Vrindavan when I am clean. Vishaya chhariya kabe shuddha hobe mon. When my mind is clean, shuddha habe iman, then I will be able to see Vrindavan. It is right here. Again, cleansing. Tapasya. Devotional service. We are purified and then we are able to see Vrindavan. Well, the frame of statement of same Brahma. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva ridayesh vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. Brahma is not only the creator, chief architect, engineer of this world, but is also the first acharya. So he is teaching us. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. By devotional service, by devotion. When eyes, tears gliding down. Then, seeing his santaha sadaiva rudayeshu vilokayanti. The devotees are always seeing the Lord within their hearts. Yam shama sundaram achintya. Take the note. Achintya gunaswarupam. Otherwise, if you are not performing devotional service, not understanding and following devotional service in that pure line of spiritual masters and disciples, then Krishna's will be achintya, will be inconceivable, as it was inconceivable for Brahma. Outside the authority or authoritative arrangement of the Lord, he was trying to understand Lord outside, or even understand this world outside that process. Well, as I read, first time I read this verse immediately, if I was reading in between the lines, or that the Brahma was trying to understand the stem, which is practically the whole universe inside that stem. And the scientists are also trying, the cosmologists, that's how they are called, or astronomers, they're going with their Sputniks. This is the same endeavor as Brahma's first endeavor. Brahma was going the way he goes, looking, finding. And the scientists are also doing exact same thing. So as Brahma, there was total failure on the part of Brahma, understanding the universe, the length and breadth and source of the universe, all such attempts would be also total failure. Then I was thinking, I think my thought should be okay. I hope I'm not speculating here. But you are here. If you want to say something wrong, say in the presence of some learned devotees. Then they will correct you. I'm not saying that much wrong. Yes. Okay, let's see. Yeah, the creation is also Leela. I'm sure it is described like that. The avatars are of various kinds, and then there's a Purusha avatar, and there are Mahavishnu, Garbhadaksha Vishnu, Kshirodaksha Vishnu, and they are creating this world. From Mahavishnu comes the whole universe, and then further, the detailed creation is done by Garbhadaksha Vishnu. And some more details are added by Kshirodaksha Vishnu. Like sometimes, a lot of times, there's RCC structure of a building first, and then some interior decoration, and the plumbing, and the electrification, and this, and then that. So these three lords, three Vishnus, This is their leela, and they are creating. First, universe is created. Then, more things are added. And some more things are added. So, this is the leela of Vishnu, of the Lord. So, to understand this leela, and part of that knowledge would be understanding this world, understand the universe, understand the source of the universe, how it was created by the Lord, and whether there are other universes also. All this could be revealed unto you as soon as you surrender unto that Creator. As soon as you surrender unto Vishnu, unto Krishna, then only it is possible to understand the universe, or how it was created, how many universes are there, and there are lots of more things to be known, are made known. This knowledge has been, the world was created and the knowledge was created at the same time. Or knowledge always existed. And when world was created, knowledge was just made available. So all that we need to know, we could know through process of devotional service, not through so-called scientist endeavors. Their endeavors according to, this is how the class expands. You go this way, you go that way. Yeah, the four defects of the mundane authorities, they are what? Bhram, Pramad, Vipralipsa, and Karnapatav. These are the four defects of the mundane authorities, including the scientists. The Bhram, making mistake, Pramad, that is, what is that? Madness, illusion, Vipralipsa, that is, making mistakes, and the Karna part of that is being senses being imperfect. And I have the second line is there. Arshavigya vakye nahi dosha ei sab. According to Krishnadas Kaviraj, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. These four defects you do not find in the vakya, the statements of Aryas. Those who are knowledgeable, the devotees, Vaishnavas, Acharyas coming in the disciplic succession, in them, in their statements, these four flaws are not found. But they are found in all other authorities, so-called authorities. So all that we need to know, human beings need to know, that knowledge is made available. Yanne hasti na kutra chit. I came across another statement. This is Vyasadeva speaking. Vyasa ukti. Vyas uvacha. He says, if there is anything, or he's trying to claim, it's an indirect statement. Everything that we need to know, Vedesha Sarveir, Aham Eva Vedyaha, Vedanta Krit Vedavit. Everything, yeah. I'm to be known by studies of the Vedas, I'm compiler of the Vedas. That is Krishna, that's Vyasadeva, compiler. So he has included all the knowledge, complete knowledge is there. And then he says, Na Iha Asti. Something that is not here, na kutaschit, then it is nowhere else. If something that is not in here, something that is not in Vedas, Puranas, all the Vedic texts compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, if it is not there, it is not to be found anywhere else. Don't even look the other way. Or don't look beyond these sources. Everything you need to know is right in here. Na yat iha asti means nasti, something that is not in here, not to be found anywhere else, not in scientific journals, not in Bible, not in Quran, not here, not there. Everything you need to know is right here. Just chant Hare Krishna. Sit down. Okay, sit down, sit down, sit down. Chant Hare Krishna. And study the scriptures or hear from the scriptures and you will be knowledgeable. You would be the best scientist in the world. One who knows the science is a scientist. Prabhupada was that scientist. Bhakti Siddhant was that scientist. And Baladev Vidya Bhushan was that scientist. Shastra, anyways. Shastra is called science. And Shastra Gya, one who knows Shastras, is a scientist. Shastra Gya, the knower of the Shastras, knower of the science, is scientist. All our Acharyas are the genuine scientists. And as soon as you begin chanting, you know all about cosmology, all about astronomy. You not only you know about this one universe, you know about all other universes which are all around this universe. There is no other way. Even if you have a telescope, maybe you'll see a lot of things, but everything from this universe, there is no way you could see something that the other universes exist. There's no way you could see. So those, so this is because it is karnapata. The senses, sense perception is defective. So the knowledge acquired by, the empiric knowledge acquired by, with the help of some senses, or they try to make the senses powerful. Microscope, increase the power of the eyes. And increase the power of ears to hear. But there is a limit. Okay, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. There's a limit. There's much more, still more. Only microscope you could use is Shastra Chakshusha. See through the eyes of the Shastras. See through the eyes of Srila Prabhupada's books. And then you see, this is the telescope. This is the telescope. You see through. And you don't have to endeavor much. Just chant Hare Krishna. Dance a little. Take prasad. And better to hear Bhagavatam before prasad. Otherwise, chant, dance, a little philosophy. Take prasad. And you become most knowledgeable human being. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are most knowledgeable members on this planet. Even our new bhaktas know more than big, big scientists. The truth exists. You just have to accept. Sarvam etat ritam manne yanmam vadasi keshava. That is the process. Arjun said to Krishna, "Oh Krishna," isn't it? He had been hearing now, 9th, and this is the 10th chapter. The 10th chapter statement. 10 chapters he has heard, and now Arjun said, "Oh, whatever, oh Keshav, you are saying, this is nothing but the truth, and I accept it." Sarvam etat ritam manne. I accept this as the truth. Not that you again make some experiment with the truth. Where a big politician amongst the or sent amongst the politicians in India, and he wrote a book. The title of the book was My Experiments with the Truth. And Prabhupada commented, "You don't make experiments with the truth." Hey. I'm not supposed to be. It's being recorded. It's okay. That's okay. It's all right. So Prabhupada, you don't make experiment with the truth. You accept the truth and you become knowledgeable. So what has been given by Krishna to us, given to Brahma first, and then in that line coming down through the disciplic succession, and 5,000 years ago there was a need to put this in writing because our memories were going to be not good memories. So then Vyasadeva compiled these shastras. They were in Sanskrit or Bengali, and we don't know these languages. So Prabhupada was instructed in English language, in English language. So Prabhupada did that in English language. Then to us, his Guru Maharaj said in English language. Then our Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada said in as many languages as possible. Including Chinese and Russian and Dutch and French and Swahili and Czechoslovakian and Hebrew and you name, almost in 100 languages. Now this truth is being translated and spoken and being remembered. Now this truth in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ishopanishad, Bhakti Rasam, this knowledge was not there. Just some how are you and what is the rate of this and some health businesses and how far is that planet and what kind of climate and this kind of nonsense. There's some relative knowledge here, there, the weather, climate. The books are all about politics, lots of politics and some kind of modern art and a lot of gossip. But the truth being translated for first time in the known history that we know in all possible languages. Now you could hear Krishna in your own language. Krishna is speaking to you in your own language. Otherwise knowledge was kind of sealed or stored in Sanskrit. And So for ahead of us is a book marathon of Srila Prabhupada, who probably some of you will be leaving, or even if you are here, let's distribute this knowledge. Let's distribute the truth. Let's share the truth. Satyameva jayate. And of course, only truth prevails. All others, after 100 years, after 150 years, then world comes to know the scientist, what he said was just a bogus thing or half-truth. Got Darwin. In few years, some people are getting fired up. In few years' time, the 150th anniversary of Darwin's whatever he proposed, whatever papers he wrote, Darwin's theory of evolution was first presented 150 years ago. In few years, 150th year, and the world is getting ready. And you would be amazed. I'm always amazed. Even in India, the land of Bhagavatam, some people they're smart. This some kind of Saktavesh Avatar or something, this Darwin, he really fooled people around the world, including Indians, of studying this, Darwin's theory of evolution. And, that in the beginning there was amoeba. What about Brahma? The first person created in the world was Brahma. Full flesh. He had four heads. Not just one-celled animal or spiel, full flesh, four-headed, brainy, Brahma. It's the first creation, first person. Of course, Vaishnavas never believed. Knowledgeable people, students of Bhagavatam, but others, imitating the West, they got into that, and the Britishers, they were in charge of this country, and they got that kind of education going, and we also agreed. You don't understand, but whenever you agree with them, like a Nandi, right? And then, but then, scientists are coming to realize, no, they're talking about now intelligent design. There's someone behind this creation and the... And so this intelligent design, not that just happened by chance and big bang. So they are coming with another theory. But it's called intelligent design theory. And that will last for some time, which makes little sense to us, because intelligence implies the personality. If they could keep going, intelligent design. Oh, such a Prabhupada, such a beautiful flower. Who has made this? What an intelligent person has made this plastic flower? And then you go to the garden and you are seeing so many beautiful flowers. Then you should be asking the same question. What a beautiful flower. Which intelligent designer has made this? Well, Krishna has made this. Krishna's nature, Krishna has made this. So from the intelligent theory, if they could go forward and come to conclusion that intelligence, Krishna is a supreme scientist, is most intelligent, original, intelligent person. So that would be progress. So some heading in that direction is going on. But then, in the meantime, 150 years were lost. People were taught. Darwin threw the light on the darkness. Does that make sense? I'm sorry. You're supposed to be, throw some light, Prabhu. Could you throw some light on this? Meaning I'm not able to see or understand this particular point or whatever. Please throw some light on this. Means please explain or reveal the truth. Throw some light. So instead of throwing some light, this Darwin threw some darkness on the truth or covered the truth. And in the process, billions of people were misguided. All the universities teaching this nonsense, speculation. Speculation is a topic. Speculation. And that's not the way. The only way is, perform tapasya, devotional service, get connected with the knowledgeable people on this planet, and they are devotees of Krishna and acharyas, and the book of knowledge is Bhagavatam. When the world was engulfed in the darkness of this age of Kali, Lord created Bhagavatam, and it is described as brilliant as sun. Bhagavatam is brilliant, more brilliant. This is more brilliant than sun. And the brilliance of sun, the sun would be just like a candle. We have reached Bhagavatam, we have reached Bhagavan, we have reached His abode. And we are very close, just around the corner from the Lord. It's a matter of just sticking to this and pushing on and spreading this truth. Each one of us, we owe this obligation. You do as I did, Prabhupada said. So let's make this big endeavor of spreading the truth. And making people knowledgeable and happy. This is the only way. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Haribo. It's 9:30. Only way is way to the Prasadam hall. It's the only way. Okay, so it's a little late, so we'll stop here. And you take Prasad. And see you there. Or see you here. If you are leaving Dham one of these days, please come back. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. And finally, when give up your body, finally come. Stay here eternally. Is that okay? This is the way. Jai Krishna Balarama ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.